while since we've talked about this case, but it's one we're always keeping an eye on because it just seems like one of the giantest miscarriages of justice that we've ever seen. Ellen Greenberg, may remember her. She's the one who was stabbed like, what, was it 30 some times or something? And like several of them were like in the back of the head and it was deemed a suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some of them post-mortem as well. So she was dead and still stabbing herself. That's obviously, it can't happen that way. Well, a recent court hearing took place and shocking new details emerged in the long contested death of Ellen Greenberg, whose demise in 2011 has haunted her family and baffled authorities. We actually did an interview with her parents a while back last year. It's on the feed, or we have a channel specifically about Ellen Greenberg. If you just search that. According to Joseph Pedraza, attorney for Greenberg's parents, a key witness is prepared to testify that Ellen's death was initially ruled a homicide by the then Philadelphia medical examiner, Dr. Samuel Giuliano. During the motion hearing before Judge Linda Carpenter in the Philadelphia Common Pleas Court, Pedraza disclosed that former assistant district attorney Guy D'Andrea is set to give critical testimony regarding the original investigation. D'Andrea reportedly had firsthand access to the investigation file, which was largely neglected in a district attorney's office closet after Ellen's death and was controversially deemed a suicide. Dr. Samuel Giuliano told D'Andrea, "This is a homicide," Pedraza asserted, adding
Duh.
That. Yeah, exactly. Adding that Giuliano also believed Ellen's body had been moved post-mortem. The information shocked Ellen's mother, Sandy Greenberg, who was watching the proceedings via Zoom. "That's the first I've heard of it," she remarked to Penn Live. "Her death is obviously a murder. The case of Ellen Greenberg has puzzled many since that snowy January evening when the 27-year-old school teacher was found lifeless in her locked apartment in Muniuk with 20 stab wounds. Her fiancé, Samuel Goldberg, discovered her body slumped against a kitchen cabinet, a scene initially misinterpreted by Philadelphia detectives as a suicide. The legal battle to reclassify Ellen's death as a homicide has been strenuous and costly for her parents, Joshua and Sandy Greenberg, who have spent over $500,000 in their 13-year fight. The ongoing civil lawsuit accuses Philadelphia detectives, medical examiner officials, and assistant district attorneys of conspiring to cover up the true nature of Ellen's death. Judge Carpenter has allowed the Greenbergs' motion to depose D'Andrea under oath, albeit with a four-hour limit on the session and confined to his knowledge of the death investigation file and his discussions about the case. The deposition could be pivotal in the Greenbergs' efforts to challenge the potential summary judgment motion seeking to dismiss the suit. Ellen's case has drawn significant public and media attention, partly due to the inconsistencies and questions surrounding an initial handling of her death scene and subsequent investigation. The apartment was never sealed as a crime scene and was cleaned out before, as a thorough investigation could occur, severely hampering the collection of evidence. And the person who cleaned it out was actually an attorney relative, I believe, relative or friend, I think it's a relative, of Samuel Goldberg, who has since moved on and remarried and has never been considered a suspect at all. And, you know, innocent. No, but, yeah, but there's a lot of questions here. A lot of questions here. As the Greenbergs...
A lot of questions?
Yeah, a lot. And if it wasn't him, why would you not be searching for the killer of your fiance? I mean, I would make that like a life's mission to try and figure out what the fuck is going on, not just like disappear into the fucking ether. And I'm not saying it was him. I have no idea, but there's a lot of questions that have not been answered and a lot of suspicious behavior on the part of people connected to him. So why? There's a lot of connected people here. And a lot of power and a lot of corruption in Philadelphia. So what does it all add up to? It adds up to right now a lot of questions.
I think one of the biggest questions that we need to ask is, why wasn't this ruled a homicide? Because a layperson looking at it and an experienced person looking at this goes, there's no way that this woman stabbed herself in that location
post-mortem
of her body And then post-mortem as well. I mean, most dead people don't stab themselves. So just on that fact alone, why wasn't this ruled a homicide? Was it because it was going to point to the fiance? Does he have some sort of special hold over the Justice Department in that city and law enforcement? I don't know.
Yeah.
But something stinks here. And it has just, it's been torture for this family. They've spent over $500,000. At some point when this finally gets deemed a homicide as it should have, I hope they get paid back.
Well, the question is going to be, here's the problem. Even if it does get deemed a homicide, the thought process is, okay, if it's deemed a homicide, then they can actually, police can put resources into investigating it, but it's not deemed a homicide yet, so they can't do that. But even if it is deemed a homicide, we're talking about the same police force that did not investigate it initially. So is that really going to put a fire under anyone's ass to do anything? Especially if there is a connection that still exists there? I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, when you have the people that are holding the reins of power that refuse to do anything, just because you have it ruled one that way doesn't necessarily mean anything is going to happen. And it should, but will it? I guess unless there's a big change here between 2011 and now, maybe there is, I don't know, with those who are investigating things like this, maybe, and I hope to God they do look at that, this in a much, much more magnified way. And I'm not saying that Samuel Goldberg did it either. I don't know.
No.
I'm just saying, why can we not even look at it? Why can't we just dig into who maybe potentially did this? Because it was not a suicide. Somebody did do this. And naturally, you're going to look at the partner of the person who has a kind of questionable story about how this all happened. And if we can rule him out, good. Then let's just rule him out and not just dismiss it. That's what's been going. It's all been dismissed, not even ruled out. Just we're not even going to look at it, period. That's not an investigation at all. So, and if, again, he's moved on with his life, he has, great. But I'd still be going back if they're going to do this. Like, yeah, how can I help? What can I do to find the killer of the person that I supposedly loved? I would love to do that. And I'm sure your significant other would be supportive of that as well, because that's the right thing to do. So, I don't know.
What bothers me here is that, tell me about the medical examiner who could look at this and go, okay, yeah, that's a suicide.
Well, and they've all moved on to other places.
You need your license revoked.
Well, they've all moved on to other places and quickly got up to other places too. There's so many red flags in this whole case and why it's being covered up.
And I don't understand why.
I don't know the answer. Sometimes these cases, though, can be
a connection here. What's going on?
Sometimes incompetence can also look like conspiracy. So it could have just been, honestly, the police fucked up the investigation and didn't want to be called out on it. So just brush this aside and keep moving along, folks. Nothing to see here. Or there is a cover up. Both can look very, very similar. But I think the obvious thing to do here, the family is just saying, why can't we look at this? Why are we suppressing so many things and not just looking at the obvious? That's the question we're asking. But then you're also asking the same authorities and all that to do the right thing that did not do the right thing initially. So where this goes, who knows? But hopefully there will be justice for her at some point.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.